Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. I love to remind you that the universe always delivers, always. Every thought you have is a message that you send out to the universe. It's a belief, it's an energy, it's a message. And the universe is always responding to your thoughts and your energy and your emotions. Therefore, what you put out, you will receive back, whether it's what you want or not. That's why it's so important to pay attention to the energy that you're putting out and to learn how to raise your energetic vibration when it's low. And how do you raise your vibration? Through meditation. And I'm going to say this over and over and over again to you guys. When you meditate, you align your energy with the universe. You feel more connected to yourself, to your presence, and to the presence of the energy around you, the people around you, and the world. You can start that connection right now, right here, right now. I'm hooking you up with my two most requested meditations. They are free at deargabby.com/free meditations. Again, that's deargabby.com/free meditations. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. I have a topic that just kind of came through naturally today. So we're going to dive in. Here we are. We're on Zoom. We've got people in the background, in the chat, and I'm coming up with a topic for today's episode. We actually don't do a ton of prep. I prefer to just sit down, see what I want to talk about, riff on it, and then take the callers that need to come through, and the guests are exactly as it needs to be. I prefer to let the universe show me what to do. So we brought it to the chat and said, what would we want to talk about right now? And we decided how to stay committed to our desires, even when they haven't happened yet. Whew, okay, let's see what comes through. I'm going to allow that to come through me. How to stay committed to our desires, even when they haven't happened yet. First, we have to let go of the outcome. You've heard this over and over and over on Dear Gabby. There are so many episodes of this show about surrender and letting go. But I can't start this topic without that. We have to start with surrendering and giving over the outcome. When we're attached to the outcome, the timeline, the way it should be, we block the miracle. We block the creative capacity. We block the universal guidance. So if you're upset that your desire has not come into fruition yet, make another commitment today to release the outcome, to say it's this or something better. It's this or something better allows you to hold true to what you want, but also gives the universe permission to reveal what could be better. Boom. It's this or something better. Releasing that outcome. Stop praying for what you think you need and pray for the highest good. That's the first step. The second step is to enjoy the journey of feeling into the desire. One thing that I think people get wrong is they think that they can't have that joy and that excitement of the desire until it's perfectly manifested. Let me give you an example. In 2020, I had the desire to help as many people as I could. So I used this platform, Instagram, this little platform. And I went on Instagram and I started taking Q&As. And it became Dear Gabby on Instagram. And the joy of that process started to guide me to an intention that I had, an intention that I had released to the universe. And that intention was to have a show. Boom. Several months into 2020, I started getting requests from podcast networks. We'd like to take this Instagram show and make it a podcast. The universe revealed to me how I would unveil this show. Originally, I thought the show was supposed to be a TV show. Had I stuck so closely with it's got to be a TV show, it has to be sold to a network, it needs to be this way, I would have blocked the miracle that is this podcast, Dear Gabby. So instead of holding on to that desire so tightly, I said, I'd love to have a TV show, put it out to the universe, continued to have fun along the way, did the experience of the show on Instagram, created the vibration of what it was like to have a show, and let the universe reveal to me what that show would be. Today, it's Dear Gabby, the podcast. Guess what? In a year from now, it could be Dear Gabby, the podcast and TV show. I don't know. But having that desire and letting it be revealed to me has allowed this manifestation to come in a different form than I initially expected, but in a form that was far greater than I could have ever imagined. So the lesson here is to hold the desire, have the vision, and also let it go. Let the universe reveal to you how you would be used in this way. In addition, to do the thing that you desire, even if it isn't in the exact form that you have and want right now. So while maybe there was nobody picking up my show in 2020 to be a TV show, I turned it into a show on Instagram. When I got no's from HBO and Netflix and Amazon or whatever it was, I literally brought it out to be a TV show in 2020. When I got those no's, I turned it into a yes. I said, well, I'm going to bring it to my Instagram channel. And actually, I never talked about this, guys. Literally, the week that my agent called me and said, they're all interested in this idea. We need personal growth. We're in the middle of this pandemic, but there are no right now. I said, okay, well, let me go and just do it anyway. And within 48 hours, I got on Instagram and had a show. And within 6-7 months, it became a podcast. And now as it's this podcast, it's going to be its own TV show in whatever form that comes. So trust in the universe's plan, but also support the plan by letting go of the desire and actually embodying the work or the creation, even if it's not here yet. For example, let's say your desire is to have a relationship, a romantic relationship. Instead of being like, it has to be this way right now, go create more exciting, inspired, vibrant energy in your friendships. Create more excitement in the relationships that you have right now. That sends an energetic message to the universe that you are really ready to bring more love into relationships. Or let's say there's a certain career path that you want to embark on, but it's not landing in your life right now. Instead of focusing on the outcome, start learning more about that career path. Start watching YouTube videos about that career path, interviewing people who are on that career path, learning, educating, embodying, exploring. Don't wait to be picked. Show up for your desire today. That, my friends, is how to trust that the universe is supporting you and to support your desires energetically through surrender and action and allow the universe to show up and catch up with your dreams. I can't wait to tell you this exact same story on my Dear Gabby TV show. And I mean it. So beautiful. So beautiful. So to recap those steps, guys, you have this desire that you're holding on to tightly. The first step is to just let it go, let go of the outcome, and just pray for what's of the highest good. Let go of that outcome. I'm not going to hold the universe to this exact outcome. I'm going to wear it loosely. And then the second step is to really put yourself into the energy of that desire right here, right now, even if it has not manifested yet. even if it hasn't manifested yet. And I think with any desire, you can do that. There's no excuse. Any desire that you have, you can put yourself into the energy of it. Let's say you have a desire of having a certain car. You can go and test drive that car. If you have a desire of having your book on a bookshelf, go sit in the bookstore and read the books that inspire you most and dwell in the energy of what it feels like to be in that bookstore and keep writing the book. Keep writing the book. So show up for your desires. Don't just expect them to poof out of nowhere. That's our message today. I can't wait to hear what comes through. Now for a quick ad break. I'm sure this comes as no surprise that I love health food stores. And whenever I'm out about in the city, I'm always looking for the closest store to go grab some really great healthy snacks. One of my go-to snacks for this year has been the Go Macro Macro Bar. And I love them because they actually taste really good. And they're made from simple, high-quality ingredients and are certified organic, vegan, and gluten-free. And my favorite flavor is oatmeal chocolate chip. Absolute favorite flavor. And if you have a food allergy or dietary restriction, Go Macro offers three delicious nut-free flavors, including oatmeal chocolate chip, maple sea salt, and sunflower butter plus chocolate. Plus, all of the products provide a nutritional benefit without any additives or preservatives. Not only does Go Macro make delicious bars, but they also make a positive change. Year-round, a percentage of annual net proceeds from the Everlasting Joy Macro Bar goes to Solutions for Change to help in their mission of solving family homelessness in America. They equip people in every stage of their journey with the skills, knowledge, and resources to permanently solve their homelessness. With each purchase of an Everlasting Joy Macro Bar, you help feed people in need and help support empowering and educating people to gain stable employment and housing. Join Go Macro as they help to end hunger and solve homelessness by going to gomacro.com and using promo code GABBY for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50. It's time to tune in. I want to take a second to be mindful of how you feel right in this moment. Take a deep breath. Notice if at the top of your mind, are you feeling stressed out or anxious? Keep listening so I can tell you about Calm. Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Their guided meditations, sleep stories, relaxing music tracks, and daily movement sessions are designed to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm. And if you've never meditated before, you're going to get the support that you need to reduce stress, improve focus, and uplift your mood. And meditation is the focal point of my practice, my personal growth practice, my spiritual practice. And this is the place where you can get it all. They have amazing sleep stories to help you drift off quickly and help you recharge your brain. Lately, I've been putting my son to sleep with one of their sleep stories, and it's just beautiful how quickly he falls asleep. If you go to calm.com/DearGabby, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. So relax, Calm's got everything you need for a happier and healthier you. I really love Calm, and I'm so proud to have them as a sponsor on this show. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/DearGabby. Go to calm.com/DearGabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/DearGabby. Let's bring in our first guest, Sam. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. I'm so excited to be here. I love your podcast. I desire to have peace in my life. I feel really emotional. I got out of an abusive relationship, and I feel like I've just been searching for peace in my life, and I've had to give up a lot. So I was in this relationship with my business partner, and we built a business together, and I'm selling my business to release it from my life. And it's just been a really hard process. And I just feel like I'm having to start all over. And I know I'm still young, I'm only 36, but it just feels like a lot.
So what would your desire right now be, Liz?
I want to be fully at peace. I want to just accept everything that's happened.
Great. So instead of making that something that has to be perfect today, right? Because remember, if we hold our desires to the standards of perfection, then we'll never get there. What I want you to ask yourself every morning is, what can I do to get closer to peace today? And you're asking yourself, but you're also asking the universe, show me what I can do to get closer to peace today. And that's enough. That's actually all I want you to do. I want you to do that for 30 days. Thank you, universe, for revealing to me what I can do to get closer to peace today. And it may be that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one of my Instagram videos comes through and you practice that method, or you go and listen to a Dear Gabby meditation, or you do a chapter of a book, or you take a therapy session. So one small action, but I don't even want you to figure it out. I want it to be revealed to you. So every morning, thank you, universe, for revealing to me what I can do to get closer to peace today. Then pay attention to what's delivered to you or what's inspired inside of you. Do it, and then do it again the next day and the next day and the next day. You're going to reprogram your neural pathways. You're going to adjust your thinking. You're going to be seeking peace rather than the past. You're going to be leaning into something new. That's the simplicity here, my love. Every morning, say that prayer. Thank you, universe, for revealing to me how I can get closer to peace today. Let it happen. Let it be revealed. It's going to come as an inspired idea. It's going to be an Instagram post that comes through. It's going to be a book that falls off the shelf. Show up for it and do it again the next day and the next day and the next day. Do it for 30 days. I imagine it's going to greatly enhance your life. You're going to have everything begin to feel peaceful and life will begin to unfold naturally. So my suggestion would be, do it again the next day and the next day and the next day. And I can't emphasize the power of this enough. I just can't. I just can't. I've been turning my life over daily for 17 years. When I got sober, one of the first things I learned was give it over to God. And so every single day, what miracles would you have me perform today? What would you have me know? And that beautiful prayer from A Course in Miracles, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say and to whom? It's giving your life over to a higher power of your own understanding and trusting that the direction you receive is enough. And the small actions that you take are far more than enough. They're perfect.
Thank you. That's really helpful. I feel like I've been really trying. I've been going to therapy for 2 years. I'm in a DV support group.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Happy Days, my book, Happy Days?
I haven't.
I'm going to send you the audiobook. Okay. It's about trauma recovery. And you've experienced big T trauma. And I want it to hold you in your journey of recovery. But that piece is slow and it's steady. And you used the word trying, which I want to acknowledge and honor. But I also want you to start to trust that you can allow and that you're safe now. Okay, I want you to every single day put your hand on your heart and your hand on your belly and just remind yourself, I am safe. Take that in with me right now. I am safe.
I'm safe.
I am safe.
I'm safe.
And I see you fully and completely right here, right now. And I see the peace that is already coming through. I see the peace that has already punctured and come through. It's a slow, steady process. Okay, my love? And it's an undoing that takes some slow, subtle adjustments. Don't rush it. Please don't rush it. Keep doing what you're doing and trust the process, okay? Let my voice support you in that book, Happy Days. I wrote it for you. Okay. So, sweetheart, you are energetically undoing a historical pattern of domestic violence. So, understand that this is not only a gift that you're giving yourself, but it's an energetic resonance that you're creating. And you will be a power of example for your sisters in that group. Okay.
Thank you. I believe that. I call us disruptors. not survivors.
That's right, my love. That's right. So keep letting the light in and keep letting that light in and keep letting that light in and expect so much grace. Expect so much grace. And I also want to acknowledge that you're doing everything perfectly. And I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of me too.
I'm so glad you got the help you need. God bless. Beautiful. Big show. Big show. Now for a quick break from one of our sponsors. If you're a listener of this show, you know that I am committed to sharing my journey with you in hopes that I can empower you and help you make your own big life shifts. And one part of my journey has been my gut health. I've been very transparent about my gut health. I plan to do an entire podcast about it. And it wasn't until I tried Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic that I truly understood the difference. Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic is, no joke, guys, the real deal. Seeds DS01 is a broad-spectrum plant-based prebiotic and 24-strain probiotic formulated for digestive, gut, immune, and additional systemic benefits. This means that there's a live probiotic that will actually make it to the end of the small intestine for a delivery into the colon. And if you have taken a probiotic before and you've never felt the difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving in your GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works. The best part is that the product supports benefits in and beyond the gut. Seeds DS01 will support ease of bloating and healthy regularity, but it will also support your gut barrier, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. Many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include bowel movement regularity and ease of bloating. They even have these really cute glass travel vials that I love. They're these beautiful green little travel vials. I throw them in my handbag when I get on a plane. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY. All right, who's next? Hi there.
Hi. Oh my God, my heart's racing. Wow. Oh my goodness. So this feels really aligned with what's going on in my life right now. I'm planning. So I guess my plan is to start traveling next year. And I'm just getting out of a 6-year relationship. And I'm looking at quitting my job of 10 years. So I'm having this intuitive pull to shake my entire life and do something completely not my norm. So I think that I'm having a lot of fear around the idea of leaving the 9-to-5. I just almost feel a little paralyzed sometimes, but then one moment I'm good, the next I'm like, oh my God.
Okay. So you have a desire to create change, to shake it up. And it hasn't happened yet. So as it relates to today's topic, you have a desire that hasn't come into fruition yet. And I would really recommend right now that you hold that vision for a new life, to create that vision statement. I believe it's in Happy Days. Happy Days is in front of me. Let me just see. Hold on. Ah, here we go, baby. I'm going to answer your question. Create a vision for your new life. Happy Days. Having a vision for a better life isn't about a certain amount of money in the bank, a special love partner, or a credential. I'm talking about a vision for how you want to feel when you wake up each day. In my early sobriety, I couldn't contemplate what a better life could look like, but I knew one thing for sure. I wanted to wake up without anxiety, excited to live another day. Knowing how I wanted to feel became the backbone of my journey toward peace. I was never aiming for special recognition or accomplishment, so I didn't have to rely on the outside world to show me the way. My vision was about how I wanted to feel, and how I feel is something I have always had the power to change. So do you. Focus on the feeling. Let the feeling reveal to you the next right actions. Right now, what I'm noticing is a lot of different feelings, right? So feelings of fear and feelings of concern or feelings of wavering. My advice right now is to stop making any decisions get into the vision for a new life through the feeling. It's page 18, early on in Happy Days. How do you want to feel? My commitment to feeling as though I could wake up without anxiety every day has been the through line for my life, has given me the conviction and the clarity to show up for my personal growth and my freedom, which has allowed me to have a life of freedom and relationships of freedom and work with others with freedom. But that through line of the feeling has been there the whole time. So right now, instead of trying to make a move too quickly or bust out or rip off the Band-Aid, clarify what you want to feel. Because when you clarify that feeling of, let's say it's expansive and abundant, just ripping off the Band-Aid and flying off to another country may not actually fulfill that feeling. So lean into the feeling first and cultivate that feeling and then stay in that prayer. Thank you, universe, for guiding me to feel this way. And then the ideas of how to get there will start to unfold naturally. So it may become clearer and clearer to you that, oh, this different career path actually would really embody that feeling for me. And I can start to develop that career path. But let the feeling be the guide, not the logic and the reason. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Let the feeling be the guide. And truthfully, if you're really relying on the feeling and you have the idea of, let me just quit my job right now, you're not actually feeling that expansiveness when you say that today. Am I right?
Yeah.
So let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a day when that feels expansive, but there's maybe some more that we need to set up for that feeling to be supported.
Mm-hmm.
And so start with the feeling. Action steps actually start to unfold much more naturally. The setup, the plan, all of that starts to become much more natural to us when the feeling is the foundation. How do you want to feel?
Makes sense.
We need both. We need to have, you know, we need to pay the bills. We need to have clarity. But if we're going right in through our head, then that's our ego. That's our ego saying, oh, okay, just jump. You deserve more. You need quick change. If we go in through our heart, then that's when spirit can lead us. That's when we can let intuitive ideas come through. You understand the difference?
Yeah. And that's what I've been leading with, I think, is the logic and the plan. And yeah. I'm a type A personality. So for me to be in the experience is very not normal.
Yeah. Because if you're in the logic, it's going to be like, don't leave, do leave, don't leave, do leave. You know, it's going to be just like this like ping pong game.
Yeah.
And if you get into your heart, the universe can deliver.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear. Exactly.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Excellent.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, what a great question. Keep me posted on what happens for you.
Thank you so much. It's so great to talk to you. I was home today, so this is just like divine.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be. It truly was meant to be. Thank you, my love. Thank you for being here. So let's wrap up this show. Sometimes when our desires are not unfolding in the timeline and the way that we expected, not sometimes, all the time, when our desires are not unfolding in the timeline and our expectation, it's because there's a better plan. It's because more can be revealed. It's often a sign that we may be in our head and not in our heart. It's a sign that we may be focused on an outcome rather than a feeling. It's a sign that we may be letting the outside world dictate our internal condition. When we get back in, when we focus on that inner sense of grace, the feelings that we want to cultivate, the joy we want to experience right here, right now, that's when the universe can catch up with our dreams. Let go of what you think you need. Let the universe reveal to you what's possible. And stay committed to your heart. Stay committed to your heart and what you truly desire. What a gorgeous show. I want to acknowledge the women who came on and spoke very vulnerably and openly. I want to make sure that this is a place where people feel seen and soothed and safe. And I hope that in recognizing other people's stories, you recognize your own and that you know that you are not alone. You are not alone. Thank you for joining me today on Dear Gabby. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.